It's 15 minutes after 6, and I mentioned earlier that I caught up with the CEO of Discovery, Adrian Gore. They reported interim results today and delivered a strong performance with new businesses increasing by 15%. Here's this interview.
I think the highlights were largely across the board. I think our existing established businesses like Discovery Health and Discovery Life performed remarkably well. Very importantly, our new initiatives, Discovery Insure, Ping An Health, and the Vitality Group, which is kind of a global franchise structure, really had an excellent period and kind of came of age, you know, turning towards profitability, really establishing great potential. And we made progress, I think, across the board. So it has been a very good 6 months.
A lot of people are still talking about Brexit, and I suppose from your perspective, I should ask, to what extent has it affected you, if at all?
It's a thing that's quite profound. I mean, the two, you know, there's a lot of aspects of Brexit, obviously the real issues about the economy going forward, et cetera, et cetera. But the real issues for us is simply the exchange rate. The pound has weakened significantly. So, you know, reporting in rands means that hurts your earnings. Although I would argue that for us, a strong rand is a good thing anyway as a country. So that's something we have to deal with. But that does affect our earnings. And then long-term interest rates are the lowest they've been for hundreds of years, literally. So there's negative real rates of return in the UK. And for a life insurer, that is very, very problematic. So if you look at the Vitality Life's earnings, our life insurer in the UK, it was hit about 22% by lower long-term rates of interest. So these are two very crisp issues. We kind of feel they'll reverse over time, but they are what they are, and we have to navigate them as if that's the new normal.
We all know that you're embarking on establishing a bank, and I suppose I'm not going to, you know, delve too deeply into it, but I should ask, how is the progress going on this establishment?
I think the progress is going very well. It's a very, very big undertaking with many aspects to it. The regulatory process is complex, and I think appropriately so, but it's gone well. We've been given an approval, a Section 13 approval to establish a bank that was done late last year. And after that, you're given basically a year to at least prove operational capability. And I think that is largely on track. So we've got a strong team. We're building every aspect of the bank. It's a big undertaking, but I'm relatively comfortable.
When you look at Ping An Health, I suppose I should be asking about the case for, you know, healthcare or private healthcare in China. What kind of trends are you seeing in there?
Well, you know, most countries, as they become more prosperous, start demanding more healthcare, start demanding private healthcare. China, given its scale, is quite remarkable. You've got a massive emerging middle-class population. You've got an aging population. You've got higher disease burden. And you've got very low levels of health insurance penetration. So people are exposed to really large out-of-pocket payments. So the case for private health care and private health insurance is almost overwhelming. And the traction we've got inside Ping An Health has proven that. So it seems to be one of the really large emerging markets. And I would argue, with Ping An, we have probably the best partner, and that's why I think we're getting good traction.
There's so much around artificial intelligence and technology, especially when you look at it in the fintech space. How does it contribute or perhaps even, you know, make the product better when it comes to Discovery Insure?
You know, Discovery Insure has invested pretty heavily in technology across the entire, you know, value chain, from how you buy the policy to how you track claims. We're doing some interesting stuff around almost replacing the need for tracking devices by using technology that really uses all the Discovery people out there to track the vehicle, just the technology of it. The issue of artificial intelligence, ironically, we're using much more in the context of Discovery Health. So we're working with a company out of California, HealthTap, that will bring incredibly sophisticated diagnostic capabilities to our membership base. So there's a huge amount of development across the board. The group spent, in fact, Discovery Health spent, I think, over $800 million in the last year on just technology. So, you know, for us, it's a fundamental enabler.
That's Discovery CEO Adrian Gore.